Thank you for coming. Thank you for bearing with our technical difficulties with a brand new laptop and broadcasting this to 5 different regions and in all the states that we're here. So let me unmute there. There we go. Can you hear me okay? Good. Please welcome for some phenomenal training. I hope you take some notes. The best part about Mr. Humphrey's stories that I love is that most people we bring into Legal Shield start as a part-time basis. They're not full-time. And hopefully he'll tell you how many years because I don't know, but the majority of his Legal Shield career was with a full-time career, and not a full-time career where you're working from home like real estate like I was. I was a little lazy guy compared to him. He was working hours a day as a vice principal at a high school with 3,500 students. So he was busy because I've seen what teachers and vice principals and staff at a high school do, and they are busy from morning to night. And he was doing that. I guess he had 2.5 months off, but come on. He reached all the high levels of the company while he had another full-time job. So we know it can be done, and he's going to show us how. Make sure you take some notes. Please welcome Mr. Jim Humphrey back to the stage.
All right. Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be out here, and especially with a room full of friends. And hopefully some of you guys are going to join me on the slopes tomorrow. Not really, huh? We'll see. Well, and hello to hello again to everybody out there in the virtual world of Zoom. We appreciate you guys for participating from home or from wherever you are, and I hope you get some value out of the training I'm going to bring right now. I'm going to just start talking about just again how I got started and why I got started, and really my job is to hopefully paint a picture of what's possible for you, because this is really about the new recruits and the people that have been around for a while that need to get motivated or inspired to take the right action. We're going to talk a little bit about the 90-day game plan that hopefully you've already bought into and are participating in. And if you haven't, we'll start, you know, today or tomorrow. And we're going to talk about how to get your day started as well. And hopefully at the end, I'm going to give you a nice illustration of why this is really worth your time and effort to put into this business opportunity. To create something significant, build a legacy for you and your family. So, again, you know, I've been with the company now for 23 years, and I think I'm the only one in the room that can say that. So it's a long time. It doesn't mean I'm the expert, but I have a lot of experience. And experience is a, you know, we learn a lot from experience. And again, we know when I got started, I was looking to make extra money every month, but I was really looking to supplement my future retirement income, because it was not going to be enough on a teacher's salary or an administrator's salary to live my kind of lifestyle, as I said earlier. So, you know, I don't know where I find, you know, everybody's in different point phases of their life, and I'm going to graphically illustrate that later, because most of us, how many people have ever worked before? How many people are still working? Right. How many people think they're going to be working the next several years? Yeah. Well, on average, I'd say, I think we could agree that most people will work at least 40 years, right? You know, once you turn 18, I'm 68 in a couple of weeks, and which means I've been working at least 50 years, because if I just started counting when I was 18 and I started before that, 18 to 68 is 50, right? If my math is correct. So I'm already outside of my 40-year traditional or what most people think they're going to go to work for. And I'm going to come back to that at the end, but the 40 years that we work, you know, we want to make sure we're putting our effort into something that's going to pay off. And again, prepaid legal is, prepaid legal, boy, that's a flashback there. That went back 23 years. PPLSI, Legal Shield. No, this is a great place to invest your time and your energy. So what I want to do first, I want to assure you that this is a great place to invest your energy, okay? 23 years I've been involved with this company, all on a part-time basis, 5 to 15 hours a week when I was really hitting it. And this is while I had a full-time job. Teaching is a demanding job. Being an assistant principal was even more demanding because I had to deal with parents, teachers, discipline, all the students. I was able to buffer myself, though, because I viewed discipline as a negative thing, And I also had, I was involved with student activities, and that was the positive side of what I did. So I was involved with the student government, and the kids that were doing the right things, and the kids that were doing the wrong things were being sent to me. Can we fix this? Because it's echoing a little bit. You know, and I think it's, you have to have balance in your life. You know, it's great to work, but you have to enjoy yourself, because my philosophy is the fun is first. You know, I'm here to enjoy life, be happy, and be productive, reach my goals, and achieve success. But the number one thing is to enjoy life, in my opinion. This is who I am. We did a print survey with Legal Shield years ago, and it was a personality. It classified your personality. It was like Myers-Briggs. There's a million personality tests, and we did the print survey. And I was a 7-3, which meant the 7 was my primary focus in life was to enjoy life and be happy, okay? And the 3 was success-oriented, goal-oriented, achievement-oriented, reaching things, being successful, which was my minor. Okay, so my major was to enjoy life and have fun, and my minor was to achieve success. And once I realized that that's who I was, I stopped trying to fight it and just focused on having fun and achieving success in that order, which is important. So I think it's important as we go through life that we enjoy it, because otherwise, what's the point? You know, if you're not enjoying yourself, you're just wasting your time. You know, there's a lot of people out there that just go out and work, 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 work. And they work to pay the bills. They go home, go to sleep, to get some rest, to wake back up, to go back to work, to pay the bills, to go home and rest. It's a cycle that's not that enjoyable. And there's a lot of people that are in that. And to me, life is about enjoying yourself. So, you know, you want to find something that you enjoy doing as work, because if you're doing something that you're passionate about, you really don't even consider it work. Okay. I don't look at Legal Shield doing my business with PPLSI as work. It's educating people, and I'm an educator. I'm a professional educator. I educate people on how these services work, because they don't know about these services, okay? So I don't go in trying to sell them. I go in trying to educate them, enlighten them. Have you heard of this? Do you know what they do for you, what we can do for you, how this can help you? And as you build rapport and develop relationships with these people, you'll find situations where our services would benefit them and their family. And so that is the art of being an effective recruiter or an effective associate, being able to identify the needs that the folks that you're talking to have and matching our services with those needs. And again, we're going to come back to that a little bit later as well. First thing I want to do, though, is just talk about how we start our day. Because, you know, I think you would agree, you know, getting your day off to a good start is much better than getting your day off to a bad start. You know, you leaving the house and having a car accident and dealing with that all day is not a way to start your day, okay? You want to start your day the right way. So most people, I would venture to say nowadays, start the day by, well, let me ask you, how do you think most people start their day? Just give me something. First thing they do. Coffee, okay. Coffee, that's okay, that's good. Grab their phone and look at what's on online, right? Watch TV, look at the news. And, you know, lately I've been living in New Jersey and living with my girlfriend, and watching the news is depressing. I mean, this comes out of New York City. There's not a lot of good news, you know. I mean, the news is pretty much negative. It's all the bad stuff that you hear that you really don't even want to hear. So starting your day off by watching the news that's a bad idea. I'll just say, it's not the way to start your day. Reading the newspaper is not the way to start your day. Looking at your phone is not the way to start your day, nor is checking your email. That is not the way to start your day, because you're letting outside influences affect you. Yes, sir. Well, that's good. You have us, right? Well, you know, and as we get older, we have things that we have to do to maintain our health. That's right, right, right. And we have to maintain that. Consistency is important when it comes to building this business and maintaining your health. Doing consistent activities over a long period of time. I'll talk about that in a minute when I talk about the slight edge. So, this is the way. There's 6 things that I'm going to talk about And this comes right from Steve Melia's book, 30 Ways in 30 Days to a Better Life. And if you haven't read that book, it's a great book. And it's not really focused on Legal Shield. It's focused on just having a better life, you know. And so the six things he talks about is write down your goals. Write down 10 to 15 goals that you want to accomplish, you know, in the near future. And these are goals that you want to write down every day. You don't want to read the goals from yesterday. You want to write down the goals, even if they're the same goals. Write them down because this affirms them in your mind. You want to write down at least three things that you won at yesterday. So three successful things you did yesterday. I had a positive conversation with my granddaughter. I did planks for 2 minutes, or I did a plank for 2 minutes. And I walked 3 miles with my spouse, okay? Three wins that you did, things that you're proud of, that you're happy that you did the previous day. Because what we put in our mind, you know, things that we focus on tend to repeat. So this is one of the reasons why you want to start your day like this. You want to write down five things that you're grateful for. Okay, what are you grateful for? Gratitude is a huge magnet. The more you focus on gratitude, the more you will have to be grateful for. So you want to write down at least 3 to 5 things that you're grateful for. So those things continue to appear in your life. You want to read your affirmations and speak your affirmations if you haven't memorized them loudly. Okay? Every morning. Actually, I start with this one, reading my affirmations. And my first one is, I'm alive, I'm awake, and I look and feel great. Now, a friend of mine used to say, I'm alive, I'm awake. I'm alive, and I'm awake, and I feel great. I threw in, I look great, too. Why not, right? If you're going to create yourself, you might as well create yourself looking good, right? So I'm alive, I'm awake, and I look and feel great, okay? And there's more that I do. Those are very, very powerful. I have an affirmation that speaks about, I'm grateful for all the good things that come into my life, even when I'm the last person to know about it, okay? Almost like surprise good things. And by speaking these affirmations into your consciousness, you take activities and actions that will bring those things about. It's a powerful force. Listen to 15 minutes of a good audio a day, okay? This is personal development, which is a huge part of who we are, of who I am. Personal development. 10 to 15 pages of a good book. 10 pages of a good book a day. 15 minutes of a good audio. That's the last one. 10 pages of a good book. Okay? At a minimum, 10 pages is easy to read. I mean, that's a stop in the bathroom, you know. Really. I mean, it's not that much. It's during your cup of coffee almost. You can read 10 pages a day. And that's something that's very little. It's a slight-edge decision. It's something that's easy to do. But it's also something that's easy not to do. And, you know, but either way, it will affect you. The compound effect over time will affect you. And I'm going to talk about that a little bit later when I talk about the slight edge. So those six things, 10 to 15 goals, three things that you did that were successful, or three wins, five things that you're grateful for, speak your affirmations proudly. And I've got 3.5 pages of affirmations that I read. 15 minutes of a good audio, and that could be, you know, online. There's so much stuff online now, you know, podcasts, YouTube. I mean, it's just simple to go, and it's conditioning yourself to the things that you want to happen in your life, all right? And, you know, you read 10 pages of a good book a day, that's one book a month. That's 12 books a year. That's going to make a difference than if you didn't read those 12 books. Or you're gonna be better off than the person that didn't read 12 books if you read 12 books that year. Especially, and I'm talking about personal development books. Think and Grow Rich. How to Win Friends and Influence People. The Magic of Thinking Big. Those types of books that are good content, good personal development that will, you know, help shape you, your attitude, and shape your philosophy. And quite frankly, when we talk about the actions you take, your actions are dictated by the attitude that you have. And the attitude you have is dictated by the philosophies you've already bought into. I learned this years ago. It's called PARL, P-A-A-R-L. If you want to change your lifestyle, start over here with lifestyle, which is the L. If you want to improve or increase the quality of your lifestyle, you have to change the results that you're getting, because the results that you're getting are got your lifestyle that you have. So if you want a better lifestyle, you have to change the results. In order to change the results, you have to change the actions or the activities that you're taking. Action leads to your results. In order to change your actions, you have to change your attitude. Your attitude is going to be what dictates what actions you take. And in order to have a good attitude or the right attitude, and I think a growth mindset and a learning, a personal development attitude is what we need, you have to have the right philosophies, okay? And this all comes from Jim Rohn, one of my multi-million dollar mentors. He passed away several years ago now, maybe 10 years ago, I'm not sure. And I'm going to have, there's another quote I'm going to talk about with Jim Rohn. And I mentioned it earlier, it's not who you are that's important, it's who you become. Because who you become will determine what you get. And that's why we participate in personal development. You know, we're all about growth, development, learning, becoming more, because as you become more, you will get more, and you'll be able to serve more. As we develop our business in Legal Shield, you know, one of the things that we want to do is find leaders. We want to find and develop leaders. You know, Legal Shield, PPLSI, actually has a leadership convention in the fall. Last one was in, where were we? Phoenix, yeah, we were just there. There's so many things that go on, I can't remember where I was. We were in Phoenix, Arizona, I think it was in the beginning of October, October 1st. And so, you know, the leadership development is important. I remember one time I was speaking to an athlete in high school. He was a good athlete. And I was trying to encourage him to step up and become a bigger leader, a better leader. And his response to me was he didn't want to be a leader, which was shocking to me. Now, he had the wrong attitude. You know, he was already a great athlete, but he didn't want to be a leader, you know, in a positive way. And I worked hard to change his attitude, to influence him so that he would understand why it was much more better, it would be more beneficial to him and the people around him if he was a leader and led people in the right direction. So when it comes to Legal Shield, you know, as far as me, and when I train, I'm always talking to myself. Hopefully you get benefit out of it as well. But I train myself, and I'm looking for leaders. I'm looking to develop leaders. Hopefully, you're looking for leaders. You're looking to develop leaders. Because leaders are really, those are the people that people follow, okay? Centers of influence, people that are make things happen. You know, they say there's three types of people in the world, those who watch things happen, those who make things happen, and those who wonder, what happened? Right? You want to be the person that's making things happen. You want to be the cause to the effect that happens. So, yeah, and you certainly don't want to be one of the people that wondered what happened, because obviously that's not the person that's anticipating change. That's the person that's being caught, and is unexpected, didn't expect the change, and got caught by surprise. So, when it comes to a leader and recognizing leaders and leadership, and of course we're trying to develop leaders. Some people are natural-born leaders, okay? But most of us have to develop into leadership. But when it comes to recognizing a leader in Legal Shield, one of the things that you can recognize, and there's six things here, leaders learn how to present the presentation, and they learn how to train. So they may not come into the business knowing that, but they develop themselves. You know, I've known Darnell for 23 years, a little bit longer. And we weren't tight back in 23 years ago. We're a lot closer now. But he has developed over time. You guys would be amazed how much he has developed himself over time. And Mike Humes is one of his best friends. They have become some of the most articulate speakers and presenters that Legal Shield has. That's something that they developed. You know, Darnell had a stuttering issue years ago. He worked on that, and he developed himself. So, you know, it doesn't matter where you are. Where you are is insignificant. It's where you want to go that's important. And I'm just going to try and jump ahead here a little bit, because I had some notes from the GoPro training that I went to about from Dean Graziano, and I want to just interject these when it talks about, you know, going from A to B, becoming more, developing your leadership skills. And he talked about universal principles of success when you're going from where you are to where you want to go, to where you want to be. So, you know, in that continuum, we all started somewhere, right? Everybody started somewhere. You're not where you are. You're not where you were when you started. I have to remember I'm on the camera here. You're not where you were when you started, so you've moved along. But where you are right now is not where you want to go. So we all have a goal, a direction we want to go. What's the difference between where you are, where I am, and where I want to be? There's a gap in there, isn't there? There's a gap. And how do you cross that gap? How do you get from gold to platinum? Or how do you get from senior associate to executive director? Or how do you get from $20,000 a year to $50,000 a year? There's a gap there. And the way you cross that gap is one step at a time, okay? And that's important. That's probably, and I didn't realize this, I think that's probably the most important thing I can say today. Whenever you want to do anything, you go there by one step at a time, okay? I was a high diver. I'm still a high diver. I don't compete anymore. And I've done some really crazy things. I've dived from 130 feet. That's the 13th Florida. I appreciate that. No, it's crazy if you don't know what you're doing. But by going one step at a time, it was not crazy. It made sense. I believed in myself. I realized, okay, I just did 60 feet. I'm only at 70 feet. It's only 10 feet different, higher. It's not that much difference. And if I did 60 feet, I can do 70 feet, one step at a time. I didn't go to 130 feet and go, oh, my gosh, I think I can. No, that would be stupid. But working your way up the ladder, so to speak, working your way up the goal, getting to your goal, your income level, whatever it is, one step at a time is the way to do it. You know, they say, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. You know, otherwise you're going to choke. So you reach your goals one step at a time. It's just a gap, and you cross it by gaining capabilities. So in other words, to go from where you are to where you want to be, you have to become more. You have to gain capabilities, personal development again. It really all comes back to personal development. You developing yourself personally, you becoming more, so that you can do more, okay? So you cross that gap by gaining capabilities, and basically it's one step at a time, okay? So, again, as a leader, you should develop yourself and learn how to present the services and the opportunity. One of the best ways is to watch the videos. There's a 20-minute video, 19 minutes and some seconds, but Brian Carruthers and Jackie Cote, that is excellent. It's a 20-minute overview. You know, we do live Zoom presentations. Sometimes we will just play that Zoom presentation as opposed to doing it live because it's an excellent presentation and it's duplicatable, which is one of the two key principles in this business, leverage and duplication. You want to have leverage in your business and duplication in your business. Leverage gives you a mechanical advantage. Here it's not a mechanical advantage, it's just an advantage. You know, if I have a prospect that I want to educate about our services and they have questions, it makes much more sense for me to get Ryan or Steve or someone else to answer that person's questions than for me to answer their questions. I'm using their expertise. That's leverage, like a three-way call. You're using the expertise of someone else. You know, what's your first name again?
Byron.
Byron's relatively new. Okay, so he doesn't have 23 years of experience. Byron introduces our services to a brand new individual, it makes much more sense for you to use someone with experience to answer their questions. Because while they may like you, they know that you don't have experience here, but when you properly edify the third person, you're using leverage because they have the experience, they have more credibility, and will probably be able to influence that person into making the decision that's best for them and getting involved. So, when it comes to recognizing leaders, you want to develop yourself so that you can present the information and train people. You also, leaders also share the vision. You know, they're constantly talking about what the future looks like, what the opportunity looks like. How big is this opportunity? And it is tremendous. Again, when I started 23 years ago, that's almost a quarter of a century. Matter of fact, This is the longest I've done any one thing in my life, 23 years, okay? You know, I was an assistant principal for 17. I taught for 9. And those are the second two longest things I've ever done. And I was a high diver for 14 years. That was in there, too. So 7, 9, 14, and then 17. But this is 23 years, and I'm going to do this until the end. You know, I figure another, I'm going to be at least 100 years old, so I got another, 30 years to go. So I'll be coming out here a lot. I don't know how many times I'll be snowboarding, but I'm going to be here for a while. But, you know, leaders learn how to share the vision, share the opportunity, because people don't know what's in front of them. They don't know that, you know, a company in Europe called, I believe it was ARAG or something like that, have been around, they've been doing legal services since the early 1900s, and they've got 80% of Germans have some type of a legal plan. So they've reached market penetration because they've been around since the early 1900s. I think it was like the very early 1900s. I don't want to say the wrong number. And we're only 50 years old now. So, you know, like I said, all of our growth is in front of us. The opportunity is huge. And I will just throw this in right now. 23 years ago when I got started, when we were 0.2% market penetration, we were sending out, what were we sending out then? It was, we had mimeographed copies on paper talking about Roger Staubach. I believe he was one of our, he was a investor in the company, okay? Then we finally got some nice, you know, printed material. We've always had good printed material. I'm not trying to downplay it, but it's like analog compared to what we have now, okay? We eventually got videos, which were, they were on VHS tapes. I think those were the first ones that I remember. VHS tapes that we had to send, you know, if you wanted to recruit somebody in California, you had priority mail 2 to 3 days just for them to get it, let alone look at it, follow up. The whole process took at least a week to get something done. But because this opportunity is so cool now, from the app on your phone, you can send people all the information perfectly, professionally perfect and presentable where they can get instantly, look at it, and get signed up on your website. You don't have to send them anything other than that. I mean, so that's another reason why this opportunity is so huge. 23 years ago, yes, it's a huge opportunity, but now with the digital age, with the onset, and the internet had just, I believe, started back then, 23 years ago. So now with the onset and the developments digitally, you know, the way some of these videos virally can just go crazy, you know, we have that same potential because of the digital technology that Legal Shield has embraced. And PPLSI actually, a few years ago, we were looking at developing our apps. We bought an app company and brought it in-house. Bought the whole company and brought it in-house. That's how serious we are about scaling this and getting the word out to the masses. And we have got a long way to go, you know. In our lifetime, I'm not sure that we will reach market penetration. That's how wide open this is, okay? Even for the new people. And we say the biggest money earners haven't even gotten started. Leaders work on their attitude, personal development. Again, you know, you want to have that growth mindset, not a fixed mindset, a growth mindset where you are willing to learn. You're a lifelong learner. That's a philosophy. That's a mindset, okay? Getting better every day. That's the slight edge. Improving by a little bit every day. Over time, you're going to be great because that's the compounded effect, and that's the way it works. Leaders constantly promote events, and they build relationships. Those are two. So you constantly promote events. Steve just promoted the next Super Saturday. I've been talking about Oklahoma. I've mentioned Oklahoma, our international convention coming up in April. Hopefully you're registered already. I would encourage everybody to at least be registered in January for that, okay? And I know there's incentives that will be going along with that, but you want to be registered. You want to attend in person, if at all possible, and if not, then you attend virtually. But you miss out when you're not there personally because of the relationships, the conversations that you can have. The people that are on Zoom right now are going to get the benefit of the training, but they can't have the conversations we're having because they're all in different locations. That's one of the drawbacks of the virtual world. But, you know, it's better than no world. It's better than not having it. I mean, we can still reach a lot of people, even in these times, people that can't come out of their house because of the weather, because of COVID, because of whatever, okay? But they can still get this information. They can still reach out to other people. So again, 20 years ago, 23 years ago, we couldn't do this virtually. We didn't have that capability. Now we can be one place and we can take the meeting to everybody else. We can take the information to everybody else through the virtual world. And then leaders also, they always go back to phase one. And phase one is when that's prospecting, right? Phase one is contacting and inviting. That's what phase one is. Contacting new associates, new guests, prospects, and inviting them to take a look at the information. That's where the rubber meets the road. That's where we all need to focus, especially now in the middle of this 90-day run, or at the beginning, I should say, of this 90-day run. It is all about the number of exposures that we were doing on a daily basis, the number of follow-up calls that we're doing on a daily basis with our upline or sideline, with our third-party experts, and the number of people that we're bringing on board. It's all about recruiting right now, you know, because the number of recruits, those are the distribution points I was talking about earlier. Those are the toll booths that are out there that we have an opportunity to create, develop, help them generate income for their families, but also create leveraged income into our families. Another thing that I saw or I learned from the GoPro training that Eric Worre did, and he's one of the top leaders in network marketing in the industry when it comes to building your team, your company, and your online, what is that called? Your presence, your image on social media, okay? One of the things he talked about is recruits and being a super recruiter. A super recruiter is somebody that can recruit or has recruited 10 or more people. If you've recruited 10 or more people, raise your hand in your tenure. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This is a good room. So we've got a half the room of super recruiters in here. That's a big deal, okay? One of the things I got from Eric Worre was, well, I'm going to give you the statistics. He said, and this is in the industry, so this is not in PPLSI, this is in the industry, 70% of everybody that comes on board as a recruit in the network marketing industry, 70% never recruit anybody. 70%, okay? 20% recruit 1 to 2 people. 5% recruit 3 to 5 people. 3% recruit 6 to 9 people. And only 2% of all the people that come involved in network marketing recruit 10 or more people. Now check this out. The 2% that recruit 10 or more people are responsible for 70% of all the new associates. So what does that tell us? As a leader, I want to look at my organization and I want to help people recruit 1 or 2, get to 3 to 4 or 5, get to 10. I want to work with them to get to 10, because anybody that can recruit 10, they're a super recruiter. You want to focus on them because they can recruit 10 more. They can recruit 10 more. There's where the most associates are coming from. That's where the most people that come involved in our business are coming from, that 2%. So that's where you want to focus on, but we want to all develop people so that they can, if they plug into the system, I believe anybody can get there if you plug into the system because of the slight edge effect. And I've mentioned the slight edge several times, so I want to talk about that right now. The slight edge, and I don't have any graphics with me today, but the slight edge, it's something I learned years ago. And it simply says that if you practice simple disciplines over time, because of the compounded effect, success will be achieved. So what is a simple discipline? Reading 10 pages of a good book is a simple discipline. Exposing 2 people at a minimum a day to Legal Shield services is a simple discipline, okay? Exercising. I'm not talking about crazy exercise. I'm talking about maybe just walking every day or doing some push-ups every day. Exercising consistently is a simple discipline. What are some other simple disciplines that we could practice every day that are good for us? Brushing our teeth, great discipline. Should do that maybe a couple times a day, right? Eating properly. Sleeping. I'm going to talk about that later. Sleeping is very important. If you're not well rested, your body temple needs a certain amount of rest to perform. If it doesn't get that rest, you're not going to perform well. Just like if you don't eat well, you're not going to perform well. What goes in determines, you know, who you are and what comes out of you. So you want to put good things into your body, your eating-wise, and into your mind, okay? So the Simple Edge says, by practicing simple disciplines over time, by exercising, by eating properly, by reading 10 pages of a good book, by showing up on time, by doing your homework on time, by being responsible, that's going to lead you to success. Just like practicing simple errors over time will lead you to failure. Smoking cigarettes, like if you smoke a pack of cigarettes a day, that's not a good idea. You know, and I encourage you to try to stop. That's all I can say. You know, drinking in excess, not exercising, you know, waking up and eating a dozen donuts every day, probably not a good thing for you. A triple cheeseburger every day, probably not a good idea. Now, you're not going to die. You smoke a cigarette, you're not going to die. But over time, you're going to have health issues, and you might die. So it's a time continuum, okay? So the slight edge is over time, and you're not going to see a difference between if there was a clone of me and we're going along, and the good clone is doing the good things and the bad clone's doing the bad things. You're not going to see a difference initially. It could take some time. But then all of a sudden, it seems like there's a huge difference because one is very hugely successful, one's hugely failed, but that didn't happen overnight. That happened over time, okay? So the slight edge is an important principle to understand in our business because as you expose two people a day, that's a great simple discipline over time. Compounded effect can lead to a huge organization. And I'll tell you, quite frankly, that's all I've done. I've exposed two people a day. I bought into the system that has been presented to me. From the beginning, 23 years ago, they said two exposures a day can lead you to success. One business briefing a week, a Super Saturday a month, and the convention. I've done that. I've done that over time. I've actually probably done a little bit more than that because I did two meetings a week at a period of time. And this is while I had a full-time job as an assistant principal. I ran two business briefings a week, okay? But over time, that compounded effect will lead you to success, just like the compounded effect of the simple errors in judgment will lead you to failure. So, what I did was expose two people a day over time. That put me in Performance Club for 207 months, however many years that is. And truth be told, I was in it since inception, for about 15 months, then I fell out of it for about a year, and then I realized my income dropped. I needed to make some more money, so I said, get back into Performance Club. I did, and now it's been 207 months since then. Okay, so that's why I'm not a legend in the Performance Club world yet, but that's an example of you fall out, get back in it. Just get into Performance Club and then work to stay in Performance Club over time, all right? So what I want to talk about next is just really the opportunity that's in front of you and why you should take advantage of it. 23 years with this company is a long time, but I still believe all of our growth is in front of us, okay? Now, we agreed most of us are going to work 40 years. Well, we didn't agree. How many of you think you will work at least 40 years of your life? Raise your hand. You too in the virtual world, even though I can't see all of you. Raise your hand if you've already worked 40 years of your life. So we're outside of the 40 years, okay? With me, it was 50 years. But what I'm going to try and do is just give you an example, and then I'm going to kind of come back to the 90-day example, to the 90-day game plan of why this is important. Could you two guys help me out here? Just grab this rope and you take that end over there, and you hold the other end over there. So what I have here, and you won't be able to see this on the Zoom, but I've got a rope here, and it's a little bit longer than this room. So you go all the way to the end, just and hold the end, just the end. I want you to have the end of the rope, and you pull that as much as you can. Okay, so this rope is 40 feet long, okay? 40 feet long, which would actually go outside the room. So this is not, the room isn't as big as this rope. So if you're going to work 4 years, and this rope, which is 40, and the end of, well, you got the end, it's actually, that rope is 50 feet long, but there's a red mark that shows the 40-foot part right there. No, to your left. There's a red mark. So that's 40 feet, okay? Which is pretty big, okay? And you can imagine what 40 feet looks like in your house. So if you were going to work 40 years, okay, 40 feet of this rope represents the 40 years. So how much would 1 year be? One what? 1 foot would be 40, would be 1 year. And we have a tape measure here. Now, we've all agreed that we're going to work 40 years, right? Some of you have already worked 40. Some of you are in the middle of your 40. But you're going to work, on average, let's say 40 years. 1 foot is a year. So this is 1 year of your life compared to the 40 years that you're going to work. 1 year of your life. And Jim Rohn tells us that you can change your life in any 3 to 5 years just by changing your attitude and changing the actions that you're taking. Again, it's a slight edge. Changing your philosophies, your attitude, your actions, your results will change. You'll get a different lifestyle. So you can change your life in 3 to 5 years. How many people would like to have a better lifestyle 3 to 5 years from now? All of us. You know, we're all moving from where we are to where we want to go. And we can do that. We can make that happen in 3 to 5 years. We are on a 90-day game plan, or excuse me, a 90-day run right now. How long is 90 days on this rope? No, 1 foot is a year. 1 foot is a year, so that means each inch is a month, right? 12 months in a year. So this red spot right there, that's 3 inches. That represents your 90-day run. Out of the 40 years you're going to work, you guys in the room can see this a little bit better. 40 years you're going to work to where his left hand is. This is 90 days. That's 3 months, okay? So if Jim Rohn was right, if you could change your life in 3 to 5 years and a 90-day run, and there's a lot of people that started a 90-day run in Legal Shield and changed their businesses. My upline, Mike Steve and Kim Milia, went from, I believe it was Platinum 3 to Platinum 5. So they had to develop 2 brand-new executive director legs, and I believe they only gave themselves 2 months. I believe that was for the months of November and December 1 year. Yeah. Developed 2 brand-new executive director legs that they had not done before. And they gave themselves some negative consequences. Steve is deathly scared of heights, so he was going to parachute out of a plane if they didn't reach this goal. Kim is pretty much a vegetarian, so she was going to eat a Big Mac once a day for a month. And Mike, pretty boy Mike, was going to shave that beautiful head of hair he has. None of them had to do that because they reached their goal, okay? And they reached it because they went on a serious 90-day run. 3 inches on this 40-foot rope is what that represents. 90 days is only 3 months, and we're in the middle, thank you guys, we're in the middle of a 90-day run right now, okay, inside of Legal Shield. It started in the beginning of January, and it's going to go till the convention in March. If you haven't already started it, I encourage you to start it. Okay, get on your 90-day run so that, you know, you'll be enjoying the success that we all enjoy when we get to the convention in Oklahoma City. So when it comes to the 90-day run, what's going to happen is it's going to generate massive action. It's all about all-out massive action. Okay? It's all about all-out massive action. We know that success loves speed. And as you accelerate, as you increase the number of people you're prospecting, as you increase the number of people that you're bringing on board, as your team grows, you know, you're going to have speed. Success loves speed. And what this 90-day run represents is an accelerated burst of energy, okay? It's about doing a lot more activity in a short period of time. That's all it is. It's the same thing. We're doing the same things. We're just doing more of it in a compressed period of time. And momentum is attractive. As you build momentum in your business, that's attractive. People like to see people moving and going to where they want to be, all right? So how many people are already engaged in their 90-day run? And how many people are going to get engaged in their 90-day run? That's important, all right? You want to know what your goal is, where you want to be, what is the end result. My goal, personally, is Platinum Executive Director by Oklahoma City. And that's a goal, I mean, a level I have reached before. I'm not at right now. I think I'm a gold right now. And this morning, I talked to two of the people on my team. It's like, what is your plan? We need to talk about your plan to get to executive director, because I know for me to go platinum, one of them needs to go executive director. So my focus is to help them both go executive director, which ensures that I get to platinum. So you want to develop a game plan to the goal that is, you know, whatever goal it is that you're reaching for when it comes to Oklahoma City. All right. Now, the other interesting fact that I wrote down about that 90-day, where is it? The 90-day run and the 40 years that you're going to work. In 40 years of work, that turns out if you worked 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, that's 76,800 work hours in 40 years. 76,800 hours that you're going to work. I've already done that. I'm plus 50 years as far as work. So I've already done that, more than that. But check this out. In that same 40 years, you will have slept, if you sleep 7 hours a day, and some of you may sleep more than that, 7 hours a day, 7 days a week, that's 94,000 hours you've been asleep. So in the 40 years, 94 hours you slept, 76,000 hours you've worked. So you've slept more than you've worked. So we're rested. I'm just saying we're not overworking is my point. We're sleeping more. We've slept more in the 40 years than we've worked. Okay? So in the 90 days, is the 90 days worth it? Is that 3 inches worth putting some concerted all-out massive action into, you know, since you know you're going to be working 76,000 hours over your lifetime? I didn't figure out what 3 months of work would be, because it depends on how much time you put into your 90-day run. You see, a 90-day run is all about all-out massive action. But you decide what you're going to do. I'm part-time still. Even though I don't have a job, I still do this part-time. Okay? So let's say part-time I'm doing 2 exposures a day. Well, on my 90-day run, I should up that to 5 to 10 exposures a day. Okay, because it's about more massive action, all-out massive action. Short-term speedy massive action is what Steve Milia calls it, SSMA, short-term speedy massive action. So in that 90 days, you know, I want to accelerate everything about my business, the number of exposures. And the focus is really on recruiting. You know, that's how my business grows. I'm a networker. I don't do group sales. I've got people on my team that do group sales, but I'm a networker. I'm building my team. I want to get a lot of people, and this is the philosophy of network marketing. You get a large group of people to do a few simple things over a long period of time with a good attitude. That's the formula for success. You get a large group of people to do a few simple disciplines, 2 exposures a day, following up with a 3-way call, attending meetings virtually or in person, all those things over a long period of time with a good attitude will lead you to success, because we have a system of success that works inside of Legal Shield. All right? So I'm just going to wrap up talking about our business model, okay? And you know, we've got tools that help us build our business. You know, we've got some phenomenal tools, quite frankly. The Prospect by Legal Shield app, I think, is amazing. That allows us to keep track of all of our contacts in one spot. It allows us to send information out to our prospects in a professional manner. We don't have to create the videos. You know, we don't have to do any of that. All we have to do, I mean, I'm so good at this, not that I do it, But I can drive the car and do and work my prospect by a legal shield. I can be on the phone. Okay, yep, boom. I'm gonna send you that. I don't do that, but I could. It's that easy to do the prospect by app. Okay, so you want to make sure you know how to use the prospect app, and it's easy, so that it's almost seamless. You talk to somebody, as soon as you hang up, or while you're talking to them, you can put it on speakerphone. Go into the prospect app, send them the information. I just sent it to you. Boom. Did you get it? Yes. You know, it's a phenomenal tool. Helps us keep track of everything. You'll get a text or an email letting you know when they've looked at the information and how much. I mean, you really couldn't ask for more. Okay. So you want to make sure you know how to use the tools that are going to help you build your business. And the Prospect by LegalShield app, I think, is our most effective tool without a doubt. But our business model is simply about educating people about our services. Educating people about our services, and when they understand them, sign them up. Enroll them for the service. Help them protect their family. Help them understand. And you want to sell the membership the right way, or you want to educate them the right way. So this is not a 911. Here, you have a problem. Let me help you fix the problem. You can sell. They can buy the membership for that, but you want to help them understand this is something that they want to keep forever. And you want to tell them that right up front. I expect you to keep this forever. You know, the peace of mind that comes with having our membership is invaluable. You wouldn't want to be without peace of mind with your family, would you? No. So that's why you want to keep this forever. You want to update your will every year as more grandchildren or children come into the family or as your assets change. Okay, so this is something that we want to educate them so that they keep it over a long period of time. But that's our business model. All we do is educate people. I don't look at it as sales. We educate people on how our services will benefit them and their family. And then we educate people about our business opportunity. Okay? And, you know, while I personally believe everybody can take advantage of this business opportunity, that's up to them. And it's not for everybody because some people decide it's not for them. I think it is for everybody. I think everybody can do it. You don't have to be a salesman. You don't have to be a good networker. All you have to do is know people. All you have to do is know some people. And then if you're uncomfortable, and the opportunity is outside of our comfort zone, so that's where you grow. You know, that's where all growth happens. It's uncomfortable. Sometimes it's painful, but it's a good pain. You know, children, when children are born, women, it's painful, but it's worth it, right? Our business, it's painful to grow because you have to get outside of your comfort zone. Maybe you have to talk to people that you normally wouldn't speak to. Maybe you have to learn something that you didn't know, okay? And painful is a tricky word. I mean, it doesn't hurt. It may hurt your feelings. It doesn't hurt physically. So it's not even really painful. You know, it's psychologically painful if you let it. If you don't, you say that, you know, she said no. Well, that's not going to hurt my feelings. You know, I'm talking to the next person. No. You just keep going through them, okay? So educating people about our opportunity, that's really what we're all about, you know. Letting people know that they can change their set of circumstances. They can make more money. They can do more for their family. They can contribute more to society. They can give more to their church, or they can give more to the nonprofit that they support by developing a business with LegalShield. Okay, whatever it is that they want, leave more for their grandchildren, build an addition onto the house for one of the children. Whatever it is, you know, we can help people go from A to B by helping them gain capabilities, become personally developed, learn more, and becoming more. All right, and then we just teach people one and two. We teach people how to educate people on the services, and we teach people how to present the opportunity and enroll them. And that's what we do. Now, we use tools and events to make that happen, okay? So this isn't about you. It's about the tools and events. This is all third party. And that's a tricky thing for a lot of people to grasp. A lot of people want to come in, and they want to learn everything, and they think it's about them. It's not about them. It's about the information. You're not required to get up in front of the room unless you want to. All you're really required to do is tell people about our services and our opportunity that you know, because the people that you know don't know about it. And that's why there's an opportunity for each and every one of us with LegalShield, because some of the people that we know don't have our services and they're not on board with the opportunity. And it would be a shame for them to come on board with somebody else other than you, since you know them. So as a good sponsor, as a good leader, you want to make sure when you recruit somebody, you get their list of contacts. This is probably the most important skill that you can do when you recruit a new person. You get their list. You sit down with them. Do the game plan interview. Make sure they write a list of 10 to 100 people with phone numbers, hopefully emails. Get a copy of it. Not to take their people, to help them keep accountable to their list. That's the way you, as a sponsor or as a upline leader, help them follow up and make sure they educate everybody on that list about our services, follow up with them with a three-way call to get them enrolled in the membership or as an associate with the opportunity, okay? So, and again, the tools and events, we use the tools to educate people. We use the tools to train people. We use the events to educate people. We use the events to train people, okay? That's where the relationships are built. That's why people stay around. That's why I've been here for 23 years. You know, at one point, you know, when I was in one company, which was before Prepaid Legal and PPLSI, and they merged into or were actually acquired by, back then, Prepaid Legal. And I was thinking, somebody said, don't go to the convention because the company's been sold. I said, no, I'm going to the convention because I know it's going to be fun. So it was the relationships. I didn't want to miss out on the friends that I had made. Now, it turned out that going to that convention was when PPLSI bought that company, and it was, you know, it was emotional, to say the least, but it was the best thing that I could have done, you know, because I wasn't making money really in the other company. And then all of a sudden now, you know, I'm a Millionaire Club member. And again, it's not because I've done anything spectacular. I have not set any records in Legal Shield, okay? They've paid me $1 million part-time. A lot of people have done that. But what I have done is I plugged into the system. And this is what I encourage you to do. I've plugged into the system. You know, I listen to the leadership show on Sundays. I participate in my team Zooms on a weekly basis. I go to the international convention. I go to the leadership convention. I've been to every one. I go to the team events. I participate. And because of that, my team has grown. And you see this pin right here. That's a Circle of Champion lapel pin. You know, when they came out with the Circle of Champions, I didn't make it the first half of last year. I made it the second half. Once I understood it, I realized I had an opportunity to do this by developing my team. See, the Circles of Champions, you don't get there on your own. And I don't even want to say this online, but I'm going to say it. I almost felt guilty being in the Circles of Champions because it wasn't based on what I did. I was in Performance Club. That's the only thing I did. And, I mean, I did some other things, but as far as Circles of Champions, I was in Performance Club. Now, my team did $50,000 in premium, and my team, we recruited 120 associates. That's what got you into Performance Club. I'm not Performance Club. Circles of Champions. Okay, so again, if that can happen for me, who's done this part-time for 23 years, 5 to 15 hours at most a week, it can happen for anybody. By building a team, supporting the team, plugging into the system, and staying consistent, and being in Performance Club, personally producing. You know, I haven't sat back and not done anything. Okay. Last year, truth be told, I didn't work as hard as I could have, quite frankly. And this year, now, because I guess I got a little comfortable last year. And I'm still comfortable, but I'm still hungry. You know, I see how much opportunity is in front of us. I know Steve, right? You guys recognize the opportunity that's still in front of us. That's why we're still here. You know, there's so much out there. Again, we're only at 3% market penetration. That means 97% of the people out there do not have our services. Most of them need it right now. According to the American Bar Association, 52% of all households have an ongoing legal situation. So that's half of the 97%. They already have a legal situation. You know some of those people. That's why we want you to go out and share this information with them so that they can protect themselves, their family, and their assets. So, you know, leverage and duplication are, I think, the two biggest keys in this business. That's what you want to use. You want to use leverage. Leverage is this. You know, like if I was going to move a big rock over here and I brought a lever in and put a fulcrum next to it, that's going to allow me to move that big rock. Three-way calls are the leverage that you need in your business to help you move that person from indecision, the prospect from indecision to decision, because you're employing the expertise of a third party, somebody that has credibility with your prospect that you don't have. You have, they like you, they trust you, but they know you don't know anything about this business because you're relatively new. You employ leverage by using third party or the three-way call with a third party. Now, all of a sudden, you're getting some momentum. You're getting traction. You're following the system. You're having success. And eventually, you'll be able to do those three-way calls as you learn more. Okay? And that's how the business duplicates. Leverage and duplication. Duplication is the biggest factor, because if you follow the system that we have, your business will grow in spite of you, not because of you. Because you've built into the system, because you've plugged into the system, your business can grow, it can scale, and you can too become a new Millionaire Club member. Congratulations again. Yeah, that's awesome. Or a $50,000 ring earner, $100,000 ring earner, a platinum executive director, and beyond. So I want to thank you guys for having me out here. Steve, Ryan, you guys are awesome. All of you have come out. I appreciate you. All of you guys that are out there in the virtual world, stay safe, but stay busy. Stay focused on your business. Make sure you're doing your two exposures a day, at least. Hopefully you're doing many more than that. And I look forward to seeing all of you at the convention in Oklahoma City in April. So, Steve, I'm going to throw it back over to you. Well, all right. I'm going to open it up right in front of everybody here.
Now, if you were in Seattle, you'd be getting Seahawks.
Oh, cool. Utah Jazz, baby. That is Utah Jazz, right?
Yeah.
Jazz. Very nice.
Awesome.
Yeah, you're getting the number one of those players. Oh, who's the guy? What's the guy's coming back tonight? He was one of the first guys that got COVID. Gilbert, right. Gilbert is coming back. That's right. Well, I hope I see all you guys in the convention in Oklahoma City. And by the way, that Tuesday night in Oklahoma before the convention, Oklahoma is playing Portland, and a bunch of us are going to that basketball game. So, yeah. All right.